Bada, a local government specialist at VNG International in Uganda, calls for government policy review to respond to the crisis caused by urban refugees in regional cities across the country. He said the ages-old refugee management approach, which has been settlement-based, should be disbanded and a quick fix be adopted by recognizing self-settled refugees in regional cities such as Arua.
Any debate on refugee management was referred to the settlement base. So it was OPM, UNHCR and the like. And therefore, the role of local governments was conspicuously left out. And so the allegiance of all partners in refugee management was to OPM and UNHCR. And so local governments were left out, and this took a long time for local governments to realize that they are actually providers of services to the refugees. Now, at the wake of change of policy, when UNHCR changed the policy of providing food to cash, we faced the reality. Settlements became unfriendly to our brothers and sisters.
Bada was speaking as a panelist during a town hall engagement for civil society, the media and refugee community leaders on the sustainable urban integration of displacement affected communities project at the Heritage Courts in Arua City on April 21st, 2026. To address the progressive refugee crisis in the region, ACAV, as a technical implementing partner of UNOPOS, Cities Alliance received 3.8 billion shillings under the SWIDAC project for the period 2024-28. The focal person of the SWIDAC project in Arua City, Dennis Asiku, revealed that the project prioritizes infrastructure development and other social services opportunities to bolster integration of the urban refugees in Arua City. David Oscar, a Congolese refugee who has lived in Uganda for more than 6 years, employs partners in the refugees' intervention to address the issues of disparities in school fees between nationals and refugees. Earlier on, the parish priest of Christ the King Parish in Arua City, Reverend Father Pius Yobuta, deplored the discrimination in school fees payments against refugees in Uganda. Father Yobuta, who is also the chairperson board of governors at Christ the King Primary School in Arua City, said he has directed for uniform payment of school fees between refugees and the nationals. Moses Akuma Odims, the executive director of West Nile Development Association, WENDA, emphasized that it's now old-fashioned to look at refugees as a burden, but as an opportunity that strengthens development.
We need to treat these people as our brothers. Now, that is also a changed perspective about the refugees. And now, we are integrating with them, we are intermarrying with them, and we are sharing services with them. However, what is very important is to appreciate that our authorities, the local governments, have been putting a case that this additional number is exerting pressure on social service points, like in education, like in health, like water points. And because of this pressure, we need support from humanitarian development agents to support the local government.